Experts ruled out vaccines in deaths of twins, prosecutors say. Three doctors ruled out vaccines as a cause of the deaths of twin 18-month-olds who died at their home in Idaho in 2025, prosecutors said in a new court filing. While the children did have reactions to vaccines administered on April 23, 2025, they recovered fully from those reactions, Michael Duke, Payette County's prosecuting attorney, told the state trial court in a July 13 objection to a motion to reduce the bond for Andrea Shaw, the mother of the twins. Payette Police Department officers who investigated the deaths, which took place on May 1, 2025, considered but ultimately ruled out heat, carbon monoxide poisoning, any other form of poisoning, and vaccines, prosecutors said. Three doctors who were not identified also ruled out vaccines in the deaths, they said. This leads to the only conceivable explanation, which is that the twins were suffocated, Duke said. The twin toddlers were found with pulmonary vascular congestion, which is consistent with being smothered, prosecutors said, citing an unnamed expert. It is also the only reasonable explanation for why both would die at the same time, on the same night, in the same room, in the same bed, Duke said. Shaw, 23, who has said vaccines killed her children, was previously charged with murdering the twins, but authorities had not released any evidence in the case. Dr. Pierre Corey, founder of the Leading Edge Clinic, said on his blog that he reviewed the medical records of the twins and his impression is that the sudden deaths were from severe apnea caused by the vaccines. Twins have died simultaneously following vaccination, he noted, including in 1985. Attempt to reduce bail. A judge overseeing the case set bail at $2 million following Shaw's arrest, prompting the defense to request a reduction to $100,000. Joseph Felicetti, a lawyer representing Shaw, said in a motion that there is no confession, no admission, and no witness to the crimes alleged. He said that it was known the children received vaccines against influenza, tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis, and hepatitis A during their April 23, 2025, visit to a pediatrician, even after both Shaw and her mother-in-law warned the pediatrician that the children's father had suffered adverse reactions to influenza vaccination in the past. The twins subsequently suffered health issues, including lethargy and green diarrhea, and were taken to the hospital, where they were diagnosed with post-immunization reaction, according to records reviewed by the Epoch Times. After being sent home, the twins were sick for the following week, including having severe diarrhea, the defense said. The twins went to bed early on April 30, 2025, and when Shaw checked on them early the next morning, she found them cold and called 911. The police immediately suspected homicide and foul play. Andrea was a grieving parent who had repeatedly sought medical advice for her children and had been turned away by the medical system, Felicetti wrote. Police questioned Andrea and Nate separately without the presence of an attorney, immediately after losing their twins. He said Shaw, who recently gave birth to a baby girl, should be released to be with the baby and because she is postpartum. Angela Wulbrecht, a nurse, filed an affidavit in support of the motion, stating she contacted Shaw to offer her help obtaining an independent autopsy, and that Shaw agreed even after Wulbrecht said she would notify law enforcement if the examination uncovered evidence of intentional harm to either child. Shaw's mother-in-law also submitted an affidavit in support of the filing, stating, "I believe Andrea and Nate are also victims in this case, because they trusted the advice of medical professionals and the general consensus that vaccines are safe." Prosecutors urge no bail. Under Idaho law, Shaw faces the death penalty or life in prison if convicted. Given the evidence in the case, Shaw should have no bail, prosecutors told the court. That includes Shaw changing her story while speaking to officers in the wake of the deaths, according to Duke. Prosecutors had not been aware that Shaw had recently given birth, but are now aware and object to her being released to be with her newborn. She is accused of murdering her own 18-month-old children, and while she enjoys the presumption of innocence, the consequences of her release, in light of the arguments above, cannot be remedied if she were to reoffend, Duke said. District Judge Kylie Stuchlik, who is overseeing the case, ordered Shaw held without bail on July 14 after a hearing. During the hearing, the defense declined to enter a plea. Lawyers said they first wanted to review grand jury materials, which they said they have not yet been able to see.